Houston Texans scratch-off tickets are now available at all participating lottery retailers. Play for a chance to win $100,000 and enter non-winning tickets for your chance to win Texans VIP seats, away game trips, Texans season tickets, and more.
This is one of my more enjoyable spring days in Houston because I think we've raised well over $4 million over the years in this event, and it goes to a lot of good people who are in need, and we really appreciate our players and our coaches participating in this because it's such a great cause.
And welcome back to the show. As promised, joining me now, president of your Houston Texans, Jamie Roots, out here for, I know, which is one of your favorite days of the year, this tournament.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for us to do great things for Houston. This event has raised over $4 million for important charities, really centered around our Champions for Youth initiatives, which are lots of programs, including the Boys and Girls Clubs, the Houston Texans YMCA, and the Houston Food Bank. It's a great partnership with our fans, with our sponsors, and certainly proud that BMW is our presenting sponsor. So this should be another great year right out here at Shadowhawk, a great course that few people get to play in Houston.
Well, yeah, Shadowhawk, it's beautiful out here, and we're enjoying being out here. Usually it's at River Oaks. River Oaks under a little bit of construction.
Right.
We had the dinner there the other night. As Mark Vandermeer said, it looks like a monster truck show could be going on out there.
Right, right.
But really, this is something that's very near and dear to Mr. McNair's heart,
sure.
Not only this tournament, but as you mentioned, all the charities that it benefits, and one of the toughest tournaments to actually get in. Always sold out, and people just love it.
Well, it is. It's a great opportunity, one of the rare opportunities to go one-on-one with our entire team and our coaching staff to get to know them personally. But Bob started with an attitude relative to this team that we're the caretakers of community asset. So we have a big responsibility to give back to Houston. We only talk about three things: win championships, create memorable experiences, and do great things for our community. And so this is a great example of how we are going out there to do our part to make Houston a better place.
Well, we thoroughly enjoy being out here and being a part of it as well and doing the show from out here. But, it's kind of also the kickoff. It coincides with the rookie minicamp that we had this weekend. Right around the corner is OTAs. And then before you know it, it's training camp. This kind of signifies the start of the 2015 Houston Texans.
Yeah, I tell you, it's kind of dog days for us as you go through February and March and you get to April and finally you get to the draft. And now the rookies come in and you're out of practice watching them. And then we have the golf tournament and then we have OTAs. It really gets real. And then we take a little bit of a break in July and then we're back at it for training camp. And I tell you, so many fans I talk to, they are chomping at the bit, as are we, to get back out and take another step forward.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we are looking forward to it. Thank you for stopping by. We mentioned the rookies. Mark mentioned a few specific names. Not only rookies out there, a few second-year guys, including one of them that I had a chance to catch up with, former Aggie Travis Laphart.
Last year, we had a lot of great guys, me being a rookie. And then those guys like Easy, some other guys that came out were really helpful in the progression for me as a player. And so, I guess for me, it's kind of trying to give back to help some of those guys, pick up the playbook a little bit quicker, give them some of the quirks, things that helped me, and just, going out and competing. There's a big, Coach talked about making a big transition from your first year to your second year. So me being a second year player, that's kind of what I'm looking to do.
I'll tell you what, I think it's a benefit, first of all, for these rookies to see these guys. So I'll take the three receivers, just use them as an example. Easy, Jace, Laphart. These guys are in way better shape than the other guys. And so, that's good for the rookies to see that. They're like, oh, these guys have been here. They've been working out. I can say for those guys, they've been here on their own quite a bit throughout the offseason, let alone the offseason program, and they're in really good shape as an example. So I think that's good for that, setting that example of what these guys need to know, what type of shape they need to be in. And then I think it's good for them to get more on film and be evaluated. It's really good.
Obviously, I would like to set my standards higher this year and try to make the 53. But, coaches always talks about knowing your role and being out there and being somebody that we can count on. And for me, that's just what I'm trying to do. Got to come in here every day, work hard, figure out the routine that works, and go out and be an effective player on the field. And I think a lot of that starts with continuing to learn from the veterans. You see JJ here every day, and he's working out, and he's getting better. And now we have a veteran like Nate Washington and Cecil. And so, there's guys that you continue to learn from and try and work and strive towards being players like them. But at the end of the day, I got to continue to focus on the things that I can get better at. And those areas, I just got to continue to move forward with them. A lot of times you come out of college and you overlook special teams. I knew coming in that special teams was, you know, you hear the coaches talk about, you got to be on special teams. You have to be on special teams because there's only 53 guys. I mean, you know, you have six receivers in the room. So you have to find value in being on a team in other areas than just receiver. So I think just having a valuable spot as far as the entire team, you know, obviously not defense. I mean, if they put me out there, then go for it. But special teams, you know, is a key spot that I need to improve on, I think, to give myself the best opportunity. And at receiver, you just got to keep working on your craft. And, you know, I watch DJ. You know, he's a phenomenal route runner. Keyshawn, I mean, all the guys are. But, you know, learn from the veterans, continue to do so. And but I think special teams is the biggest area I'd like to improve on. You set your sights on making an NFL roster when you get done with college. And I think it was a step forward for me. It was, like I said, a learning curve. And so, you know, I'm just trying to build off of it, put it in the past, but build off of it and make the transition from a first-year player into a second-year player and use those things that I learned to make this year a little bit easier.
All right, we have to take another time out on the show, but when we come back, we'll visit with two of your Houston Texans quarterbacks, starting with Ryan Mallett. Stay with us.